This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Guys, let's roll the footage of the millions of black balls that they're dumping in to L.A. Reservoir. And I saw this a few weeks ago. I meant to cover it as an example of geoengineering. I need the hashtag black balls matter because they do. We were talking earlier, and Dr. Group said that's the worst color ever, black. It's going to make bacteria grow under it. It's going to heat the water up and cause more of it to go into the air. They claim it's to stop bacteria and algae. Again, I'm no rocket scientist, but algae grows under stuff like that. Maybe if they totally cover it, they're right and I'm wrong. But even Fox News, Nico just ran in with this and said, L.A. Black Ball Reservoir rollout, potential disaster in the making, say other experts. And they say that the $34.5 million tiny black plastic balls, they're pretty big balls. Anyways, the point is, like the baseball size, a little bit smaller, are saying it'll actually grow bacteria and heat up the water. Same thing we said. We're not, I guess you're a scientist. I mean, any idiot could say, why do they make the balls white? That'll reflect the light back up.
Why don't
a reflector's white. It ain't black. Black absorbs.
Right. The worst thing you can do is start messing with nature. What you need to start doing is supporting nature. Plant more.
But, I mean,
green.
We're not rocket scientists. Why aren't the balls white
because
or silver?
You don't even need balls in there. All you need to do is just look at other solutions, planting more trees.
Do black balls matter?
That was a setup. I'm not even going to answer that. Go to hashtag black balls.
Hey, Richard came up with it in my ear just now. People always think somebody's telling me what to say.
They
do. No, they pop in occasionally. Sorry. Yeah, the guy that's like one of the front runners in the campaign isn't even real. Did you hear about those things?
Yeah,
I'm not trying
nuts?
To be a comedy show.
He's got 9% of the votes or whatever.
Yeah, D's nuts. Yeah,
yeah, D's nuts. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I ask them. Anyway, let's. If it's okay,
we apologize.
Let's take some calls.
We're going to calls. I apologize. I'm evil. Brad in Louisiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, that was so funny, man. You can tell that you guys are good friends, and I really appreciate it. I refer to you as the dynamic duo. I have a question for Dr. Group, and I have a comment for you, sir.
Sure, brother. Go ahead.
First of all, okay, good. There is an agenda underway, as you regularly state, on depopulation and with regard to at least putting the population growth into remission. And so I asked Dr. Group, what does he feel is the purpose behind the introduction of dietary supplements such as this nicotinamide riboside, which involves the dealing with a yeast cell, manipulation of the DNA there, and advertising it as weight reduction, anti-aging, and libido enhancement, cardiovascular health, etc. Why are they doing this when we know that that's exactly the opposite of what they intend for us?
Well, the globalists will always sell you the solution, at least a treatment to the problem they've helped create. I don't know what company you're talking about. They may be great. I'm not a chemist or expert like folks that Dr. Group works with. Dr. Group, do you know what he's talking about?
There's always some sort of, even though they make it look good out here in the marketing and everything, there's always some ulterior motive that you have to look at. And it might be as simple as some sort of a filler ingredient that they're putting in there. It all comes down to simplicity, though. Anything comes to, when you look at all the stuff and all the research that I've done, everything comes back to you have the ability to heal yourself, prevent aging, prevent stress, everything, if you just put a little bit of time and effort into your own body. And that is really the simple solution of reactivating your body's own self-healing mechanism. And, of course, you do need some supplements and some things that they're just not available to help yourself, preserve yourself and prevent degenerative illness.
All right, hope that answers your question, Brad. God bless you. Adam, Andrew, Missy, James, your calls are just 3 minutes away with Dr. Group in studio. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Tosh Plumlee, CIA contractor whistleblower on Benghazi. He wants to talk about Hillary Clinton. He's got more info for folks. That's coming up in the next segment. Then, in the last segment of the broadcast, I had asked McBreen and Dew to put together something tied into Red Dawn. They've kind of rushed this out, but it's good. They'll probably polish it up for next week, but we're going to air a special little Red Dawn intro that dovetails and ties into how our society is becoming like that movie itself, many parallels in films that were showing dystopic tyrannies. You now look around you, it's become reality in many ways. And we're here trying to reverse getting into the position where tyranny completely takes over. Really, there's two parallel tracks, liberty and tyranny. And there's still a lot of freedom because we exercise it. But the tyrants are trying to train us to get rid of it and to follow whatever order they say. The largest homosexual group in the country just came out. So used to, I'd be nice and go, if it makes you feel better, I'll say gay. Because I don't have anything against anybody. But it's a political agenda using the fact that we're nice to go, okay, don't use the term husband and wife or boy and girl now. And you're going to go in a bathroom with women. And your daughters are going to go in bathrooms with men. You're going to use the words we say. Well, you know what? I'm going to use the word homosexual then. How's that sound? It's scientific, just like heterosexual. It isn't attacking you. And if I wanted to attack you, I could. It's my First Amendment. They're trying to get rid of free speech, folks. These people are totalitarians using different fake civil rights movements as they take all of our basic liberties. I want to go to Adam. I want to go to Andrew. I want to go to James and others that have been patiently holding for Dr. Edward Group to answer your questions. But any comment, because you talked a lot about the attack on the genders. I mean, again, this is like a Twilight Zone episode that it's getting this naked. Do you think it's desperation by the system, accelerating their timetable? We've always known Brave New World is a blueprint, a owner's manual, not a fiction book, in Huxley's own words. His brother ran the UN, Julian Huxley. Are they accelerating it because they're in trouble or because they're arrogant?
Both, probably. It's all about money and power and control. And, you know, if you have a whole society and a whole world that depends on credit cards and fake currency and the doctors and the pharmaceutical companies and the oil and gas industries and is reliant upon the government, then, you know, that's the situation that they want. I mean, you're easily controllable. You're sick all the time. You can't think for yourself. You're non-motivated. I mean, it's so hard to even find somebody to work these days. You know, the people we're interviewing, you know, half the time they'll show up in flip-flops and they'll want to dictate the hours to us. So it's really a combination of things, I think. It's getting, but at the same time, they also know people are waking up and they know that people are turning away from medications. They're also taking control of their health. They're realizing what's going on. So it's kind of, you know, an attack against each other, positive and negative right now. And I think it's accelerating on the negative side, but it's also accelerating on the positive side. And we're caught right in the middle of these times right now, especially with, you know, all these things leading up to financial collapse and all the other stuff. And so it's real important, I think, for people to understand what they can do to help protect their bodies and help protect their families, because you have to know the truth and then you can understand how the solutions to the truth so you can protect yourself.
Sure. Who have we had holding the longest? Is it Andrew or Adam? Andrew in New York. Thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good, brother.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
My question is for Dr. My question is for Dr. Group. You know, I'm really calling for my wife here, and it just so happens that she developed a cyst on her ovary a couple of months ago, and it really had been affecting her right side as it's on her right ovary. What recommendations do you have to help detox or to minimize the effect of the cyst? We already been to a doctor and gave her some hormones. It really messed up her whole balance of everything. So, you know, we're a little concerned about the process here and what we can do to combat
it. Well, obviously, he can't sit here and engage in medicine or whatever or his recommendations over the phone because he hasn't examined your wife, and that's probably even not his particular area. But what would you do yourself with your wife? What would your wife do, Dr. Group?
Well, what I always look at is what is the root cause of a woman getting any type of ovarian cyst. And the root cause of that is toxic food, toxic water, toxic beverages, toxic air. But really what we've noticed over the time is the accumulation of phytoestrogens, estrogen dominance. That's why the medical profession with hormones, most of the time it doesn't work, and their only solution is to go in and do a hysterectomy or do surgery and take the cysts out. What I would do is I would address the root cause of the problem, which is most likely iodine deficiency. You can link that to practically 99.5% of all ovarian cysts. And for that matter, any cyst in the body can be linked to an iodine deficiency. So
I know, and cows and horses won't get pregnant. They up the iodine in their range cubes or in their candies. They call them candies or cereals, but they're basically just mineral and vitamin bars, sometimes with some molasses in them as a treat.
Right. So what you want to do is get rid of all the fluoride intake that's coming in, get rid of any type of chlorine exposure. A lot of skin care products, believe it or not, can cause ovarian cysts because they're high in fragrances and phthalates and plastics, and those are endocrine disrupting chemicals. So
all the weird hormones that are artificial get in there and then just jack with it, and then they want to mask the fact that that's happening with more hormones. It's like when five-year-olds go into puberty now, I hear they give them hormones to suppress it, not, hey, get your kid off the GMOs. You know, why is your five-year-old going into puberty now? It's, oh, we're going to give you more hormones to suppress that.
Right. It's not that hard when you just look at the problem and then the root cause of the problem and work on it that way. Instead of addressing the symptoms, which is what standard medicine does, you address the root cause. And that's cleaning up her diet, drinking pure, clean water, and supplementing with iodine, vitamin D also, vitamin B, and utilizing the body's self-healing mechanism to eradicate that cyst over a period of time.
God bless you, sir. Hope your wife gets better. I mean, they admit ovarian cysts, thyroid problems in women. I see the studies, the articles. They're just off the charts. And you go to medical doctors, most of them, some are good, and they just say, oh, here's this, here's that. They don't even ask, why is this increasing? They don't ask, why is breast cancer up?
Right. They don't want to know. I mean, the reason is they're making too much money treating breast cancer, and they're making too much money from all the people out there that are contributing thousands of dollars to all these pseudo organizations like the Walk for Breast Cancer.
Millions of dollars. They make millions per event.
Society and all this other stuff, which all they're doing is feeding the problem. And it's going around in a circle.
And why is it always find the cure? Great. How about find why it's exploding and stop it?
Exactly.
How about find the reason?
Exactly.
That's how you really stop it. The cure is find out. It'd be like if cyanide was in a well, in a water supply, and half the town was dying. You wouldn't say, let's find a cure to cyanide. You'd say, stop drinking the water.
There's been many a people that have come up with the cure, including us when we were shut down in 1998 when we had our cancer and degenerative disease clinic, and many doctors killed over it. Because they don't want the information out to the public.
Remember in Australia about 4 years ago, the headline came out that Big Pharma planned to kill doctors and people that were criticizing vaccines and drugs. And it said stuff like, we need to take this person out in the memos.
Well, that's what happened.
Take them out.
From the 20s to the 50s, they pretty much burned all the natural books. They took out all the... outlawed all the natural springs across the nation, which people used to go drink the water and bathe in the springs to restore their health. The AMA is actually just now launching a whole attack against medical doctors that are using any type of natural methods. So, I mean, there's always been an attack, and there's a continued attack, except now that we have the internet, people are actually waking up and they're seeing the...
Yeah.
Reviews from third parties where we half the time we can't even post the reviews of all these people up there that are getting such good results. And it's changing people's lives. And we have the opportunity every day to go home and say we made a difference in
someone's
life today.
Let's go to Adam in Colorado. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex, Dr. Group.
Welcome.
My question for Dr. Group was about gallbladders. I don't have one. And I was just wondering what I'm in for. And Alex, I was going to humbly ask your permission to use your voice in my Kickstarter campaign for InfoWars the Game.
Well, I'd have to see what you're planning, and I'd have to sign off on it. I can't just, give people permission to this or that. But I'll tell you, you have fair use rights, because I'm a public figure, to use samples of me in a video game, a movie, whatever, without asking. It can't be a huge substantive part. Because then if I say people can do that, I've had them actually then say, oh, really? I own your show. David Icke had that happen to him where he said, oh, yeah, people can, you know, copy this or use it. They said, oh, guess what? You can't now. It's not yours either. So there's a double side to that. What's your comment or question for Group, my friend?
Well, he was asking about his gallbladder removed. And let me just touch on that. Again, it's one of those things where if you have problems with your gallbladder and you're having the pain,
he doesn't have one.
Medicine takes it out. Exactly what happened to him.
Instead of doing the gallbladder cleanse.
So what you want to do is you want to do a liver cleanse, and now that you have your gallbladder removed, your liver has to take on all the jobs of the gallbladder. So it's even more important to keep yourself doing eating clean, drinking clean, breathing clean, and also doing at least 2 to 3 liver cleanses.
And if you have the money, what about a glutathione IV?
Well, any IVs from a qualified natural practitioner are always going to be good. If you have the money for that, that's great. But it's still not going to purge the liver. It's like oil pulling when you do that oil on day 5 or day 6, whatever liver cleanse you're doing, that actually grabs and pulls all those toxins out.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you look at what's in your gallbladder, giant green and black balls, almost everybody has them. Imagine not having that. Where does all that stuff go?
It goes in the liver. It's stored in the liver. That's
good
why
Lord.
We have some people that
hey,
have 3,000.
Callers, we're out of time. Tosh Plumley coming up. Great job, Dr. Group. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
you're going to be on the Nightly News tonight.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Awesome Health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. Oh. live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Tosh Plumlin is a living legend. He is one of the main whistleblowers in the congressional hearings with Frank Church, then in the Iran-Contra hearings in the 80s. And he could not lose his job because he was a legitimate whistleblower, continued to fly clandestine aircraft for the CIA and the Defense Department around the world. He retired 2 years ago. Facebook.com, Robert.Plumlee.5. We'll take you directly to his Facebook, or just Google Robert Tosh Plumlee, and one of the first things that comes up is his Facebook. We'll tweet out his Facebook at Real Alex Jones. And he joins us now because he's the first person to name names and come out from his Pentagon and NATO source exactly what Hillary was doing, the weapons transfer, how she was using the State Department to ship weapons so that the Pentagon and others couldn't have control and Congress couldn't see it. We now know she had third world dictators giving her money at her foundation that made $2 billion, $2 billion, to then take export bans off. We know she sent the weapons to al-Nusra, al-Qaeda, that's now ISIS. I wanted to condense and just focus in on the time we have today. I appreciate him coming on. Now Hillary and the secret emails is coming out, and he's got questions for her specifically that we'll get to in the next segment. Only got a few minutes left in this short one. But Robert, I got to tell you, it's good news that Clinton's in so much trouble, and I think they want to bring her down because they know Benghazi's coming out, but that would end up bringing down the whole government, so they want to burn her for smaller stuff ahead of time. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right there, Alex. And again, thanks very much for having me on. I appreciate that.
Thank you, sir, for your courage.
What I think about that, yeah, I think there's getting ready to be a big explosion, not just on the Hillary thing, but all the way back to Benghazi and prior to Benghazi. Where I come in, if you remember, we talked about this on your program about 2 years ago. From information received about Stinger missiles, about weapons from the direct commercial sales program, and also weapons being pilfered from Libyan bunkers that were going back into the CIA annex at that point. During that time frame, that was partially vetted, but not completely vetted like it has been over this email scandal with Clinton. There's much more than just this email scandal with Clinton in reference to the international gun running that has been going on, which eventually involved Ambassador Stevens and the death or massacre of Ambassador Stevens and the other of his crew. For the information that I had received was covered on your program and other programs, and also posted on my Facebook page under the heading of International Gun Running. It was alleged at that point that there were Stinger missiles that had gotten into radical hands out of Syria, and that was a question that was being asked to the State Department at that time through a series of dispatches by the ambassador on what to do about that information, about what they should do. I mean, you know, so now what I wanted to bring up here, and I'm trying not to ramble, we'll try to work into this and be a little more concise. There's a thing called SCIF, and that's in the Pentagon, and basically what it is, it's like a clearinghouse, like a fusion house. It's a SCIF, S-C-I-F, is a Sensitive Compartmented Information Facility. All information, for instance, like emails from ambassadors, intelligence gathering from whether it be NATO or France or Germany or whatever, all this information goes into a SCIF or a clearinghouse, like a clearinghouse. Those things are in the the Pentagon, the White House Situations Room. All this kind of stuff goes into what they call a SCIF. Those things are extremely sensitive. I mean, if you take any information out of a SCIF, outside that facility, you're in violation, period.
It's a felony. It's espionage. Stay there. You've got experience with this. Walk us through it. 18-minute segment coming up. You're going to have the floor completely, Tosh, to lay this out from the inside so people understand exactly how criminal Hillary is. And now we know what you said 2+ years ago here. It's all Hillary out of the State Department.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Supermill Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Mill Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Mill Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Mill Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon, and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30-day food supply.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
This is big news, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I look back on some of the guests we've had on, Tosh Plumlee in the top 5 or 10, biggest whistleblowers ever, not just on this show, but in the country's history. I mean, we've had almost all the top NSA whistleblowers on. In some cases, first. And I just thank God I'm still alive. But it shows how many good people there are in governments, in companies, out there. Most people in the government are very thankful for what Tosh Plumlee's doing and for what we're doing. That's why we end up getting the information. The problem is there's bad guys in government. The higher you go, the more of them there are, and they don't like us. The safety, because a lot of people have been killed that I've interviewed. Flat out murdered. The safety is in getting more people to speak out and tell the truth, and then they can't stop us. That's why they've been persecuting whistleblowers, going after the press so bad the last 6-7 years, is to create a chilling effect. Very bold move. But because of political correctness, Obama got away with persecutions of the press and of whistleblowers that Bush could have never gotten away with. I mean, it's been unprecedented. So Tosh Plumlee, Robert Tosh Plumlee, has laid it all out in articles and documents on his website. But here it is. Foreign governments gave millions to the foundation while Clinton was the State Department. And, man, I mean, they'd give $1 million, they'd give $2 million, $2 billion total, and the next week she'd take an export ban off. Now, who'd ever heard of this export-import, you know, section of the State Department for weapons? Well, you heard it if you listen here. And Plumlee said that's how she was doing it. Not just allowing the shipments, she was doing it. So who knows what's in there? And that's why Hillary thought she could get away with this, is that so many companies and others are involved in all this arms smuggling that they're not going to want this to come out. So what does it mean that it is coming out? I'm going to give Mr. Plumlee the floor now for the next 16 minutes we have left in this segment to walk through how this works, how these documents go into these clearinghouses, what it means she had a second set of books. Remember, the head of the EPA had to step down over fake email. This is all illegal. Wiping her server is obstruction of justice. Now she's saying, oh, it was classified retroactively. All the State Department internal communications are secret. They're all restricted. So, again, she's playing on the public's ignorance. Tosh Plumlee, go ahead and lay it out for us.
Okay, well, thank you, Alex. I appreciate all those nice comments. I have been blessed. In some cases, I've been cursed. Sometimes we don't want to know the things we know. They're just given to us. One of the reasons that a lot of people are coming forward in the past few years is because we have watched us, intelligence sources have watched a slow, steady infiltration, political infiltration, implementing gatekeepers within places like SCIFs and DIA and various places to suck up and make sure that the general public does not find out the illegal stuff that's going on in reference to international gun running. There is more money, and you've heard me say this before on your program, there's more money in gun running than there is in drug running. I've been blessed, as you say, to be on both sides of the fence. Now, when we went on break before, we were getting into a skiff. When I came on your program back, I think it was 2013 or 2012, you were one of the first programs that I made the allegation that there were Stinger missiles missing from our arsenal. I made the allegation that there was high-impact weapons in Libyan bunkers that were not secure. I made the allegation at that point in time and it's recorded before the fact, and I did that for my own protection before the fact, because sometimes sunshine is the best defense people like me and others have. But at that point in time, the ambassador was also aware of this information and was sending a series of emails back and forth but to the State Department. Now, the information that I had given to your program was obtained from a very sensitive NATO, or three very sensitive NATO sources in Ukraine or around Ukraine. And it involved these Libyan weapons that were getting pilfered onto the black market and involved some of the Stinger missiles. I publicly went out and said that before the fact. Now, the way it works, that information had already been filtered back to the proper agencies, and it was within what they called a SCIF. Now, a SCIF is like a fusion center, a civilian fusion center, except a SCIF is a DIA, Pentagon, military, whatever. And it's like a clearinghouse where all information worldwide goes into different compartments. And SCIF simply means it's SCIF, and it's a sensitive, compartmented information facility. It's a facility. It's an intelligence gathering facility. Now, those facilities are so secure that even if you misplace your badge and you can't swipe to get into that deal, you've got to go through hoops, unimaginable hoops, from different people in security. Well, you've got to go to the security office. You've got to talk to this guy. You've got to do that. You've got to explain to them why you don't have your badge. You've got to explain why that badge does not work. I mean, before you can even launch and get inside that skiff. Now, also, when you get ready to complete your tour of duty for that day, that hour at that skiff, you are cleared out of that skiff. If you take, I mean, they look in your box, I mean, they look in your pants. In some cases, you've got to unzip your pants to a security agent if he wants you to do that, to make sure that you're not stuffing like Fawn, whatever, putting stuff in her brassiere when they were working in her and Allie North were working in, inside the Pentagon. So you can't get stuff out of a skiff. If you do, or you even attempt to, you're immediately in violation of security. And if you have a security clearance, even without due process of going to court, that security clearance is immediately pulled at that point in time until you can substantiate and prove to security that you're not doing espionage or you're not taking that information out to sell it or divulge it to the media or whatever. If they even suspect that that's what you're doing, your security clearance at that point is suspended. Now, what does this mean as far as Hillary Clinton? I have no axe to grind against the Clintons. Otherwise, I'm not political. I could care less, you know. I mean, I could talk about it. That's not what I'm here for. I'm going to try to stay focused on this one thing. Information came to a skiff. Now, I'm going to pull it back to you and I. I came on your program and I released information that was currently going to skiffs, but it hadn't got there yet. In other words, I jumped the gun. I got the NATO information before my sources said, hey, we're going to make our classified fuel reports, and you know what happens from there. Yes, I do. You won't believe what's going on over here, Tosh. We have C-130s on a daily basis coming in with tons and tons of arms and ammunition that are being assimilated out into bunkers in Libya. Wow, I thought they were already in bunkers. They're telling me that this information is going to CIA safe houses in Jordan, Turkey, and Pakistan. I'm thinking, wow, man, I can't report this until I know specific. You've got to give me more than just what you say. Well, a few days later, it came out. I came on your program, and it was not released at the skiff first. You were the skiff that information was released to. You and three other alternative media programs, that information was released at that point in time. If I still had a security clearance, at that point right there, my clearance would have been lifted. In other words, I would have been in trouble. I would have had to stand in front of the Attorney General and explain my actions of why I talked to you. Now, that was an allegation. Some of it wasn't proven at that point in time. That's two years ago. Now, I don't want to run you over time here.
Keep going. It's more than 2 years ago. You're on record. But please continue, because getting into now, Hillary's house of cards is coming down. It's now in the news that Obama is torpedoing her campaign. There's infighting going on.
All right. Now, at the same time that this information was going, the Attorney General and the DOJ was persecuting people for misplacing emails. So classified emails were being misplaced, or sections of those emails were being recapped to friends just in general conversations, and they were brought to trial. One of them is doing 3.5 years in prison because he released a sensitive email that was had been classified by a skiff. Now, if I had taken servers home during my career and put them in a deal, I was immediately supposed to notify security, and they were supposed to take the Secret Service out to my house and make that house classified as a skiff in order for me to be able to have that information in my possession at that particular house, whether it be on a non-classified server or even a government server. In other words, security had to be set up at my house in order to have that information at that location. My question I'm leading up to is, why is there a double standard in the security apparatus of this country that allows people, and I'm not going to say just Clinton, I'm going to say others. Petraeus got in a lot of trouble because he took a bunch of printed documents and put them in a drawer, and they used a sexual scandal and those deals to bring that man down and destroy his whole career for the rest of his life. Over what? He had a few papers, maybe 100, maybe 500, maybe 1,000, maybe a whole damn book, or maybe just one paper. But the point is, he had them in an unsecure facility. They were not in a compartmentalized security. They were scattered. Now we come up here and we've got a very high echelon, a Secretary of State, that now is sort of claiming someone else did this. She didn't know. Look, I testified and I was warned. Mr. Plumlee, if you discuss this outside this room, you will be charged. They even tried to file a charge on me when I was going to write a book, and that was way many years ago in 1980. And I was going to write a book called The Black Knights of Cuba. And then I was going to write a book called Deep Cover, Shallow Graves. And then I was notified, you've got to turn that manuscript over to them so that they can review it and redact, because you're giving up methods and procedures and you've taken things out of the skiff that you wasn't authorized to do. Mr. Plummer, you're going to go to jail if you continue on this road. Now, I don't want to get all hypered up here, but I also got IRS down on me for a total of 10 years because I was messing with skiff stuff, classified information. In other words, I testified to committees. In other words, the committees had classified my testimony top secret committee sensitive. And that meant that when I went back to review a year later to review to make sure and initial each paragraph that that information was right, they told me I couldn't see that information because it had since been classified and I didn't have a clearance. So therefore, I was gagged. If I went out and talked about what I had done through Iran-Contra, the tail numbers, the aircraft numbers, working with Barry Seal, working with all kinds of different people, talking about San Elena, Costa Rica, I just violated a whole bunch of them just now. So, you know, I mean, what does all that mean?
It means Hillary Clinton thinks she's above the law, but obviously she isn't. And when you talk about the State Department and arms smuggling and that Hillary was involved, that has now, years later, all come out. This is a big, big deal. And then you've got questions for Hillary. We should go over some of these questions, Todd.
Good. Appreciate that. Yeah, you do them. I don't have my copies here because I can't get on.
All right, well, they're up on your Facebook. Let's go over some of these questions. Ms. Clinton, while you were Secretary of State, were you aware that the U.S. weapons were being obtained from U.S. arsenals in Libyan bunkers and being transferred to CIA contract employees in Jordan and Turkey? Number two, were you, Ambassador Stevens, and the U.S. State Department aware of U.S. weapons?
Sure.
It continues. Were you, Ambassador Stevens, and the U.S. State Department aware U.S. weapons were being pilfered from those stockpiles and being sold on the black market in Libya, effectively falling into radical factions operating in and out of Syria? Number three, were you aware that Ambassador Stevens was concerned about the loss of American weapons, and if he mentioned this in a series of dispatches to the U.S. State Department while you were Secretary of State? And you go on to say these are some of the main questions. Why are these the most important questions, Tosh?
Well, those are questions that are embedded within that skiff that I made reference to. So, her question is, she says yes, or she says, I cannot answer those. Those are a matter of classified information, or just a flat standard answer. I can't answer that. I can't answer that. I can't answer that. Why did you take that questions home with you? Why did you take that sensitive information that you just admitted by not answering yes or no to those three questions, let alone the 11 Benghazi questions? Why is it that you can't answer those three simple questions, yes or no? Did you know that Ambassador Stevens had contacted the State Department requesting what he should do with the information that he had received, that radicals out of Syria had just received 400 Stinger missiles from the U.S. arsenals that were shipped on C-130s to the Middle East? Now, if they say, oh, well, that's an allegation, get the flight plans of the C-130s and the refueling from the 339th or whatever. I just did something there I shouldn't have done. But there are a lot of things I shouldn't have done. But ask those questions. If she said no, and later we find out through the emails when they're going to be scrubbed. I mean, they've been scrubbed, but they're going to be found. There's going to be enough information come out that at least will point in that direction that she did know. And she took that information home. So she can't answer that as classified. Did she make the judgment that that question is a classified question? If she had that kind of sense, then she can't. How can
well,
she
obviously, that's why the head of the EPA had to resign, was using a dummy email and nom de plumes. I mean, Hillary did the same thing with code names. She was doing illegal activity. And who knows if these are even all the emails that they say they've turned over and it's all scrubbed. I mean, right there, she is as guilty as a cat caught in the canary cage. Let me ask you this when we come back, Tosh. We got to go to break.
Okay.
Why do you think they're going after? I mean, I think they're going after on smaller things. You agreed because they know the big stuff's about to come out. I know you still talk to folks inside these different agencies. What's their take on this? We'll do a little bit of overdrive as well with Robert Tosh Plumley. We'll also tweet out at Real Alex Jones, his Facebook, where this is all located, the articles, the documents, and more, so the radio listeners can follow along with what we've been showing on TV. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
Emergency transmission.
It's 11:59 at Radio Free America. And this is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn.
Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the line, this is your song.
Took a lot of people away. People that they thought were going to make trouble for them. People that had guns or things they wanted. They just took them away.
Where?
Re-education camps, that's what they call it.
So the part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize kids belong to whole communities.
I have decided we really need camps for adults.
And we need to find camps that you all run.
All persons of Japanese descent were required to register. Now they were taken to racetracks and fairgrounds where the Army almost overnight had built assembly centers.
Come on, I'm a citizen. I refuse to recognize you guys.
What kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists and a lot of people that stockpile weapons.
Plus, you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
These people are radicalized, and they don't support the United States, and they're disloyal to the United States. It's our right and our obligation to segregate them from the normal community.
Put your gun down, really?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Are you some kind of a constitutionalist?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
There is no doubt that the people that have taken over our government, criminal elements, are trying to set up a domestic police state. They're trying to set up a system to take out constitutionalists, not liberals, not conservatives, but people that understand that we're under social engineering and that it's classical tyranny. We're going to do 20 minutes of overdrive to take your phone calls for questions for Robert Tosh Plumlee, the guy that blew the whistle on Benghazi from high-level sources in NATO and the Pentagon. Everything he talked about, it's actually about 3 years ago, and then again 2 years ago, has now all come out. Colonel Schaefer also, about 2 weeks after, said it was missiles and an arms deal. He got called in and threatened to be basically arrested. I'm not supposed to even get into all this. But a lot of threats have been thrown around about this. So it's Tosh Plumlee. Colonel Schaefer's been willing to talk about it. But the good news is there's a lot of people behind the scenes that are talking about it. We only got a minute or two before break. We'll come back and you'll have the floor and then take calls. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 on Benghazi. But in 1 minute, Robert, why do you think it looks like they're getting ready to bring down Hillary? As the fall guy to cover up the larger Benghazi?
Well, okay. I'm not a conspiracy person, as you know, Alex. But, okay. They're throwing Hillary Clinton under the bus. This is a dog and pony show that the American people are being fed. It's straight a dog and pony show. This is a diversion. The emails and all that and her violating the law, an end time, the Attorney General and the Department of Justice, especially the FBI, they will get to the bottom of that, and then it's all over. But right now we're being fed a dog and pony show, and the secret government is throwing Hillary Clinton under the bus in order to cover up the Benghazi situation. The Benghazi situation.
Stay there. Back in 70 seconds, Tosh. You'll flesh it out. Straight ahead. Some places don't carry it. Infowars.com/show to find the free feeds.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.